Daddy, you have to get home faster. So I'm tired, and I want to be in your arms, and I want to hug you and ask you about your day. And I just want to be there for you. I love you, Daddy. I love everything about you. And I love being home and being a housewife and, you know, baking and cleaning and doing naughty things too. But I spend every second thinking about you. And how much I want to be so close to you. And on the very, very special days when I get to come with you to the office and just sit by your feet and color and just look up at you. Those days are the best. But on the other days when you're away from home for a while, it gets kind of lonely, but it always makes me feel good knowing that you're coming home soon. And I get to see you and to give you kisses and hugs and anything else in the world because I love you so much. First things first, I'm going to take off that coat because I know it's cold outside, but no, I want to feel you. I want to feel you and I want to give you kisses and cover every inch of your body in my love. I know it can be pretty intense, but I don't know, you make everything better. Who can be the happiest little ball of sunshine with a daddy like you? I don't know. I like leaving these little messages on your phone for you when you're driving home, so you have something to look forward to. I mean, I know traffic is sucky, but I'm just happy that, you know, you have a good job that you like going to, and you have friends that you like seeing. And I miss you every day. But the excitement when you walk in the door is unmatched. You know those koalas that, like, hang themselves around the tree and they hold on really, really tight? I always picture doing that to your legs. Hey, I said you had a boring drive. I didn't say I was boring. Yeah, can koala bear attack your legs and then you'll just stay with me forever, and that's just good, and that's just how it's gonna be, and it's gonna be good. So, today, I have dinner prepped and ready, and the house is clean, and I took the dogs for a run. Yeah, I don't know, that's kind of how I spent my day. That, and thinking about you, and some other things, which I'm sure I'll get spanked for later, but for now. Oh, there's no way I'm telling you what I did. Absolutely not. I know exactly how hard you're gonna go on me, and I'm not adding to it. I guess by not telling you, I'm adding to it, but whatever. Little logic. Don't fight it. Accept it. I can't wait to see that smile of yours. When you smile, like, the little crinkles next to your eyes. Those are the best things ever. They just make me feel all warm and bubbly inside. That warm feeling that I normally only get when I'm in your arms. Nice and tight and wrapped in your love. This morning when I woke up and you weren't right there, I do have to say the first thought was panic. And I like being near my daddy. It's comforting. You're just a giant ball of protectiveness and awesomeness. And you're my best friend, but also I love you. I love you in a different way, in a special way. No one is like you. And your eyes, I could stare into them for hours. I mean, I know you don't see what I see, but you're perfect. Everything about you. I'm so happy that I'm yours. And I'm not sleepy. People yawn for lots of reasons. Now, don't you get sleepy. You have to be safe and drive carefully. You're carrying precious cargo. And that's my daddy. I mean, I know you're protective of me, but I'm just as protective of you. It's like, when you see those, like, big papa dogs, and then, like, underneath them is, like, a little tiny dog, like, right in between their legs, that's me, and you're the bigger one, and it's so cute. Daddy. Just saying that word makes me happy. Daddy, daddy, daddy. And it only makes me happy because it makes me think of you. If it was anyone else, it wouldn't be as great. Just you. Now, till you get back home, I'm going to put on a nice little sundress. I make my hair all nice and curly at the ends. And I'm going to wait by the door and just think of you. It's almost meditative. Just thinking of you and kneeling. Because I know you'll be home soon. But it prepares me a bit. Just to be grateful for what I have, for what we share. To be grateful that I'm yours. I love you, Dad.